Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
It's Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Sunday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville, or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Maud.
That would be a little weird.
I decided to really go southern with that one. Maud.
Maud.
And then that's Maud. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning.
That was
B. Arthur.
Yeah, yeah. But it was on
Family Guy.
Family Guy.
Where they did the extended version of that. Yeah. Yeah, what an ordeal that was.
And then there's Maud.
Come on! Then there's Maud! Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. It was what was for dinner tonight for Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk. Apparently, everybody's asking about the tri-tip. It was really, really good. Cooked it just the way I've talked about it before. Cook, you know, as the method that I know that nobody had to tell me, cooked it indirect. It only took me like 45 minutes to get it up to about 120.
Oh, we did it the other day, and it
didn't take long.
I
was like 125, and I was like, all right,
that's
pulled
the
it
way
off,
to go too.
Let it rest for a couple minutes, and then got the grill. Went out to the grill where I had it at like 275. Dumped a whole chimney on top, got that thing rocket hot, and I put a little oil on the tri-tip.
Mm.
Sear, pulled it off, and I thought it came out really good.
It was very good. Sausage is really good too, but we won't
talk about that. So Sam Blakeney, if you're listening, as we appreciate the fruits of your labor, and anytime
Brian and I both got two great tri tips.
Anytime you want to hook us up again, you know you don't have to ask. You don't have to twist our.
I'll arm. Even go stand in the freezer.
Stand in the cold.
I go stand in the freezer and watch.
We'll help. We'll
slice
help,
it
we'll
up
help
again.
Slice and dice it. We'll do it.
Yeah.
Beef. It's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise you are looking for. The holidays are coming up, guys. College Corner is the place to get the Mississippi State gear you need to put under the Christmas tree this holiday season. Don't wait. Don't be one of those guys. Get it while it's hot. Right now, Mississippi State gear, interlocking, state script, whatever you want to do, it's at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area. Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Fuller by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers, you need to talk to the good people at Priority One Bank, a bank that's going to treat you with respect, a bank that knows you, not just your money. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Mississippi State 38, Arkansas 35. Finally, the other way around. Finally, Mississippi State on the winning side of a fourth quarter comeback. The Dogs put up 17 unanswered after falling behind by 14 points. A game that saw Mississippi State play really poorly in the first half, change quarterbacks, and then change them back again. A lot to talk about in this game. Let's let one guy start us off, though. Tell them, Falk.
Man.
Felt good to do that, didn't
it?
It's been too long.
What a win for Mississippi State. I don't care how it happened. I don't care that it was ugly for large chunks of the game. I don't care that everybody was questioning Jeff Lebby and why he was still employed while standing on the field. I don't care how it happened. Mississippi State had to find a way to win this game. Jeff Lebby had to find a way to win this game. And through all his faults throughout the game, through all of the vitriol online and in the living room that you and I were sitting in about the decision to bring Blake Shapen in the game, Jeff Lebby and Blake Shapen and the rest of the team, but those two especially, they won the ball game. When they needed to go make plays, they made plays. When they needed to make a play call, Jeff Lebby made a play call to make it happen. And again, it doesn't matter how this game played out for four quarters. Doesn't matter that there were some bad calls in this game. It doesn't matter that there was some bad execution in this game. All that matters is that Mississippi State found a way to win, and they found a way to win in that fashion. That's the big takeaway for me. They won the game, but the way they won it, where they had to go make winning plays in the last 3 minutes of the ball game, they did it. The defense got stops. Special teams did their job. The offense went and scored three times after Blake Shapen's interception. Shapen comes back in the ball game. There's a pick on the first play. What I mean, it was it couldn't have played out any.
It was like a script.
That.
It felt like a script writer had set that up.
But to his credit, Blake Shapen came back and scored on three straight drives, and he went and won the ball game. Anthony Evans went and won the ball game. Mississippi State made the plays down the stretch to go win, and they end a 15-game SEC losing streak at this point, I think. And now you can breathe a little bit if you're Mississippi State. You can step back and say, you know what? We went and won a freaking ball game, and that's something that we haven't been able to do in the SEC in 3 years. You went and won the game.
Yeah.
So you got to give them – as much hate and as much trash as was being thrown into the ring there for Jeff Lebby and company for 3.5 quarters.
Jeff Lebby up there. All this trash, man, represents these fans out here.
I mean, you turn around and you go, when if you're going to throw tomatoes up there throughout the game, you have to give Jeff Lebby his flowers for the end. And he found a way to win it. That's all. I don't care how bad Arkansas was. I don't care that they had almost 200 yards of penalties. It's part of the game, man. Mississippi State didn't have those penalties. They wouldn't win the game.
They did. And, you know, credit to Lebby for getting the job done. Credit to Hutzler, whose defense was taking a beating most of the night, but they found a way to get stops when they need them.
Back-to-back stops.
Huge.
Were huge.
Yeah.
Was it back-to-back or three straight?
Well, they scored to make it 35-17 or 35-21, and then State scores again, and then scores the winning touchdown, right?
I think that's correct.
But yeah, so yeah, and then
and the last possession was fantastic.
Yeah,
they pressured Taylor Green.
They did exactly what they needed.
Play.
To
they
do.
Were swimming.
And what was funny about that is they pressured him without really blitzing him.
Yeah,
they were just able to get pressure. That was
I love the aggressiveness.
It's good stuff.
Loved it.
And then, but credit to Blake Shapen, who gets pulled out of the game due to an injury. Watches his backup come in and lead a couple of touchdown drives, and everybody's thinking, okay, this is it. We're never going to see Blake Shapen out there again. And comes back into the game, immediately throws the interception. And whether, you know, that wasn't a great throw, but it was a catchable throw, but it gets picked off. And you're just thinking, okay, this is how this is going to go. And we're going to talk about that in just a second, where that would have led us. But he comes around, he makes a couple of big plays there at the end, and gets the winning touchdown pass and throws the fourth down. As good as the touchdown play is, the fourth down completion to Thompson is even better.
Yeah,
because Thompson's not even looking until the last second, and then he realizes
what
that ball's on.
Athletic play,
great play. But I give Shapen a ton of credit. Played really well when Mississippi State had to have him. He showed up. He showed up, and that's a great as Rick Stansberry would say, a great win for Mississippi State. Does it mean anything else? I don't know. Let's talk about it. Let's do that right now. These are the things that are true that are brought to you by our friends over at Bell's Building Supply. I know we've been talking about the dishwashers and the Cove dishwashers, the Sub-Zero fridges, the Wolf Ranges. But I got to talk about the Big Green Egg again today because I broke it out for that tri-tip. And a perfect cooked, and it's just so easy to do that, to get – your coals going in there to get the heat, to manage it. I love my Big Green Egg. And now we are getting into the holiday season. A Big Green Egg, if you have a guy in your life that likes to cook out, the Big Green Egg is the device for him. I was actually at Bell Building Supply today, and it's not just about the Big Green Eggs there. They have an incredible selection of grills and griddles, pellet grills, charcoal grills, gas grills, whatever it is you're looking for, however you like to cook. I don't judge a man how he cooks. I judge a man what he cooks. How delicious is it? So if you like to use a gas grill, but you can make great food, go see my friends at Bell Building Supply. The holiday season is near. It's November. Mariah Carey has been thawed out. She's singing as we speak. Get ready for the holidays at Bell Building Supply. I got eight things that are true. Number one is the most important thing that is true of all. A win is a win. A win is a win. Don't ever question a win. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Win is a win. And just move on with your life.
And it's playing out very similar, I think, to what we said. I think that State can find something from this win.
I agree.
Can now, okay.
Keep going. Go ahead. Number two, we were a couple of plays away from the most toxic Thunder and Lightnings we may have ever done. It was going to be ugly. If State had lost, it was going to be really ugly on this podcast because it was going to be about why would you change quarterbacks? Taylor was rolling, and then you change quarterbacks and it doesn't work out, and it was going to be really, really bad.
Okay, do you want to just go ahead and knock out all the negative like stuff that we were going to talk about right here?
Yeah, dude, go ahead.
Let's go ahead and get it out of our system.
We were definitely going to question the decision to change quarterbacks.
Well, I mean, here's the thing.
The defense.
If you were sitting there watching this game, and you – even the people that are the eternal optimists, the people, the massive sunshine pumpers, that they'll always come back on Twitter and find something negative that we post and they'll try to bash us for us. In that moment, if you're sitting at your home, anybody – I mean, there's people nationally that are talking about this. If you're sitting at your home and you see what happens with Kamario Taylor when he came in the ballgame, if you've ever watched sports, you usually ride the hot hand in that situation. So taking Kamario out of the game in that moment,
massive gamble.
It's great to say now in hindsight that it was a good call, but taking him out of the ball game right there when he had scored on two of three drives and done it with great plays, and Blake Chapin's a little shaken up, he hasn't been playing good football.
Yeah,
it would have been the right thing at that moment in everybody's mind.
Yeah.
To just move forward. Just go with him. And then you have, I mean, next week you can have those conversations or whatever. So to come back and say, like, yeah, we knew this all along, Jeff Lebby was making the right call, nobody knew that.
Yeah.
But it worked out. So that, you know, what else happened in the game that, what?
Somebody just scored a touchdown.
Okay. What else happened in the game that was, like, kind of egregious that we're just.
Defense. Couldn't get stops.
Oh, yeah.
Hunter Washington.
Oh, boy.
Let somebody.
There was really going to be some toxic talk.
There was somebody in the chat room of the postgame show that said, Hunter Washington or get addicted to meth. It's a tough choice. It really is. Did not play his best game tonight.
He did not.
The inability to run the football.
Yeah.
I mean, Bothwell and Booth, 22 carries for 41 yards.
30 yards, I think.
41 total.
Five for Booth, 25 for Both. So it should be 30.
Oh my gosh, I was looking at Chapin when I said that.
Yeah.
He had 16. Yeah, but Devon Booth, 7 carries for 5 yards.
And one of them was a touchdown.
Yeah, one of them was an 11-yard run. So he had some bad – yeah, just a bad –
the quarterback move. Scrambling, that picked up the most.
Well, yeah, they had 106 yards rushing, 55 from Kamario Taylor.
Well, and I think a big part of it was the scheme.
Yeah.
I think that was Arkansas's goal, Chris Wilson.
They were 100%
we're going to beat us through the air. And State beat them through the air.
They found a way to do that. Number three, the decision worked. We can argue whether or not it was the right decision. The decisions are judged by the final verdicts, right? Like you make a decision that you think is dumb at the time, but at the end it works. There's no such thing as a dumb decision when it works.
Yeah.
So the decision worked. Love it or and goes into number four. Love it or hate him. Love him or hate him, but Chapin found a way to win the game. You know, and that's twice this year he's done that. And you can say whatever you want about the guy, but he's led two fourth quarter comebacks and has put State on the precipice of bowl eligibility. And has a great chance to do so.
I think what is clear, and it boils down to, do you trust Jeff Lebby's opinion, coaching whatever quarterbacks. Do you trust that or do you not? If you don't think that he's competent enough, then that's one thing. So I guess you got to just sit here and think, is this just a situation where he believes, like when the game is on the line or if his team has an opportunity to come back in the ball game, Shapen is the guy to lead it because he's been doing this now for 5 years and he's been in the system for 2 years. I think that's really what boils down to from Jeff Lebby's perspective. I don't think there is any question that the ceiling of this offense is through the roof with a skill set like Kamario Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
When you're able to run zone read and you're able to have those option opportunities and you have a guy that big that can move the way that he can,
mm-hmm.
and then you have two backs in the backfield that are potential 100-yard guys, you know, the ceiling of this offense and the way that he throws the football, he can do everything that Shapen can. The ceiling is significantly higher. But is he capable of leading this team down the stretch? I'm guessing that is what goes into Jeff Lebby's decision-making there. And it was right.
Yeah, it was the correct decision.
You cannot watch this ball game and come away with the idea that Blake Shapen didn't have anything to do with the comeback.
Yeah, agreed.
And we were very critical of Blake Shapen. We have been. We were in the middle of that game publicly in Twitter. Like so,
everywhere we've been, everywhere you can find Robbie and I's content, we have been critical.
And if you're looking to come back and say ha ha, I mean we're going to laugh too because Mississippi State's a winner in this game. Do you think we're upset that they lost? Oh, they won the game.
There are some people who think that.
Yes. Crazy.
So, all right, number five. Defense made the stops when they had to, and that's the sign of a good defense. And I talked about it on the postgame show. I'll ring it here. But something Bob Stoops once said that if you can play good defense in a game where you give up a lot of points, mm-hmm. where you win 38-35, and you can play bad defense in a game where you win 10, you lose 10-6.
Yep.
And because it's, did you make stops when you had to make stops? And if you won, then you made the stops when you had to. And if you lost, you didn't. And tonight, after getting gashed for three quarters, they figured it out in the fourth quarter. They made the stops when they had to. They got off the field when they had to, and they made those plays, and they gave their team a chance to win. So defensively, give Coleman Hutzler some credit there. He figured it out there in the fourth quarter and got his team going off the field.
I thought the coaching was excellent in this game, especially late in the game, how aggressive they got. How many times have we watched Mississippi State in these situations where they leave too much time? They're playing like prevent, soft coverage defense,
yeah.
and the team just picks them apart.
We both thought it was 48 seconds left. We're like, that's a lot of time for Green. Uh-huh. But the last possession may have been the best possession. They just completely dominated them.
And Taylen Green's very good against pressure, and so that's a risk. You're sending guys, and then you're asking your defensive backs to cover, and they did an excellent job that whole drive. And also, when somebody caught the football in the flats, there was a swarm of players coming after the ball carrier. I thought it was an excellent game, and so many different guys did good things in this game. Isaac Smith, this is probably Isaac's best game this year, mm-hmm. I think. I feel like sometimes he gets lost. We miss him. Mm-hmm. We don't see him,
mm-hmm.
and he might have 7-8 tackles, but we just don't see him. This game, he was kind of all around the ball, almost had an interception. I thought Nick Mitchell was good in this game. Gallette and Tillman had some big plays. Malik Silla,
yeah,
had a
big sack there,
man.
Yeah,
so just an all around.
Jamil Burrows had a couple of plays in this game too.
I thought the defensive line got solid push at times.
Yeah.
Like, and there were times where they were getting pressure with three or four guys.
Yeah, but Green is just so good at escaping pressure. So there you go. Number six. I gotta be honest, man. I watch a lot of football. 18 penalties might be the most I've ever seen in a game. I don't know that I've ever seen. What did State have in that game at Kentucky with Moorhead?
It was like 16.
It was like 16, right?
But I think it was, if not the record, it was right off the record.
18 penalties. Make sure I got the yardage right here. For 193 yards, including they had a
would have been over 200 if State would have accepted.
Accepted one of those penalties. Yeah.
Holding.
That one penalty I told you they needed to accept.
Yeah.
they didn't accept.
They would have gone over 200 yards.
Over 200 yards of penalties. They had what? Five, at least five unsportsmanlikes.
And look, like the Arkansas fans were booing and the media were talking about the refs were screwing them or whatever. Those were
Those were
penalties.
real penalties. Like, guys,
It was stupid plays on the Arkansas
if
players.
there's one thing you know about Brian Haydad, is that I love to needle the officials. And if they did a bad job, I would be the first one on here. You know this about me. You know that I would come on and be like, man, State got the benefit of the doubt tonight. I would. Those were penalties. 100%. You can't, once the whistle blows, you can't fling a guy to the ground. You can't lead with your helmet. The head coach can't drop F-bombs right in the ear of the official like that. You can't do those things.
He's
Everybody knows
notorious for
this.
that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you look at the two roughing the passer, those were roughing the
Those were
passer.
good calls.
I mean, they got away with ripping off Sadu Traore's
They
helmet.
did. That should have been a penalty of some sort.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there, but
Yeah.
yeah, those were penalties. This is a badly coached football team, and that's why it was important for Mississippi State to find a way to beat them.
Yeah.
And I do think that the penalties really played a factor in
I
this.
mean, you can't.
It
You can't.
messed with their
Yeah.
heads. The crowd was restless because of it, and I think it played a factor. I mean,
Yeah.
they started getting swallowed up in the fourth
100%. Number seven. I really, really do believe Mississippi State will win at least one more game this season. I really do believe that. I believe they've got some momentum. I think they're going to make it very interesting with Georgia next week, but I don't think they have the firepower to win that one. But Missouri on a third-string quarterback, and then the Egg Bowl is the Egg Bowl. That game right now, by the way, that touchdown I mentioned, it's 17-14 in Oxford right this second as we're recording between South Carolina and Ole Miss. I really do think they will find a way to get at least one more and get to a bowl game, and they could get the last two. They could. I don't know that they will, but they could. And that would be a massive step for Jeff Lebby. Just to get to that bowl game. The year-to-year improvement, if he is able to improve year two to year three as much as he did year one to year two, you're going to be in the playoff discussion next year at Mississippi State.
Yeah.
That mean that you will
Well,
go from 6 wins to 9, possibly 10.
that is how massive these last three games are.
Yeah, they
And
matter.
to me, you win one.
Yeah.
If can you find a way to win one?
Yeah.
You can get greedy. You go to Missouri, and you're obviously going to want to get that seventh against Ole Miss. But just finding a way to win one here, I think, does wonders for Jeff Lebby, because I think that they can raise more money for this roster next year than they did this last year. But I do think a big part of that will be if they can get to six. You
Yeah.
get to six, go to a bowl game. It's always better with the transfer portal stuff to have your players longer. You get them on campus, they're around their teammates, they're not going home early, spending time with people at home saying, hey, you're not being used.
Right, all right.
You're with your team. So that's how big this is.
Yeah.
It's absolutely massive to try to find a way to get there. This was a great step. We talked about it during the week. They just got to find a way to win. You win this ball game, and it feels like they're going to start to really churn a little bit.
Yeah.
You lose, the fan base is done. And had they lost tonight in the way that they
It
did,
would have been over.
yeah.
So that leads us into the last one, number eight. Look, I don't know if Jeff Lebby is going to be the coach that puts Mississippi State back into the mix as a college ball playoff contender, or I don't know if he's going to be the coach that coaches 15 more games and then he gets fired. I don't know. One thing I do know, the only thing I do know, his teams never, ever quit. And that is something. And if nothing else, you know that you can count on Jeff Lebby's teams to play four quarters of football. They will not give up. They will play hard the whole way. And that is the sign of in my opinion, of a good coach, because it would have been really easy at 35-21 to say, we're just never going to win. It would have been really easy playing Texas and Tennessee and saying, hey, we're just outmatched here and we can't get this done. Would have been really easy. You didn't get it done in a couple of those games, but they never, ever quit. Last year, remember, watch those games last year. Even in the Arkansas game, they didn't quit. They just weren't any good. So that's a good sign to me. Feels like, he's got the culture that you want, the foundation that you want. It's just about adding talent. So that's a good sign, because you can add talent. As long as you got money, you can add talent. So
Yeah, and I think they are certainly a few players away
certainly.
from getting to that point. And that's a big reason why they're losing these games that they've lost so far this year is the players, just the caliber players, just are not where you. It's not where you need to be. They took a huge jump in the offseason. They have a roster this year that I think is capable of winning top 20 games. They need some more offensive linemen and better offensive linemen. There's certain positions where they just got to get better. But to get there, you have to have this place locked in. You have to have the fans on the same page, and you also have to show something to recruits, guys in the transfer portal that can believe in you, that believe in what you're doing. So getting to that sixth win, I think, would do wonders. But this is a good start, like I said.
All right, let's move into the last part of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District and the Older Brother, two fantastic restaurants right next door to each other. And if you're going to be in Starkville this weekend, this upcoming weekend, I feel like the Cotton District is going to be a place to be with all of the happenings around Starkville. Big game against the Georgia Bulldogs. Make sure you make a trip to Two Brothers and the Older Brother. You want to eat at both of those restaurants this upcoming week. Don't miss out. Robbie, let's eat at both of those restaurants this upcoming week. Can we pull it off?
Yes.
Very good. We will be there. We hope you will be too. Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Oh, this should be a good one. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
50.
When you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need service, if you need anything after the sale, it's all about Advantage Business Systems. Anybody can sell it to you. You can go buy a copy or just about anywhere. Can you get service after the sale? If something goes wrong, can you get somebody out there that same day to fix it? You can with Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go. Are you looking for great Mississippi State gear? You can find it at Maroon & Co. They have everything maroon and white under one roof, the biggest and best selection in the entire city of Starkville. It's all right there for you at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code THUNDER15. If you're going to be in Starkville this weekend, great. If not, use the website marooncoco.com. THUNDER15 takes 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to your next Mississippi State game at Davis Wade Stadium, make sure you go to Maroon & Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden, this holiday season is a place that you can find anything that you're looking for. But more importantly, if what you're looking for is a John Deere commercial mower, you can definitely find one at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. And you can find 0% financing up to 60 months in some instances. It's all right there for you at Scruggs. Whatever it is you like to do, Scruggs has a product for you. Are you an outdoorsman? They have an incredible selection of hunting rifles and shotguns, bows, all the ammunition you need. Are you a fisherman? Guess what? They've got poles. They've got all the lures. They've got it all. Are you a cook? They got a great selection of grills. Are you a repairman? Every power tool under the sun. It's all right there. I can't stress it enough. It's Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden. If you're a Mississippi landowner, doesn't matter if you own 100 acres or 10,000 acres. 10,000 would be a lot.
That's a lot of acreage.
It's a lot of acreage. How many acres you got over there?
60.
60,000 acres. That's a lot. That's a lot. 60,000 is a lot. That's the Falk Estate out there. Well, Falk, maybe you should get, if you got any timber issues, I want you to call Good Hope Land and Timber. They'll get everything taken care of. They have an incredible staff. They've been working in this state and along in the Delta in Arkansas and Louisiana for decades, and they can do just about anything you need as far as land management and timber on your property. If you are a landowner, Good Hope Land and Timber is a name you can trust. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. Important win for Mississippi State. Let's talk about something else that is also important.
Let's talk about something important. Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only.
Coffee is for closers, brought to you by Strange Brew Coffee House. StrangeBrewCoffeeHouse.com this holiday season. You got a coffee lover in your life? That's the website. All right, for Mississippi State, pretty simple for me. First half, Blake Shapen, Jeff Lebby, and Coleman Hutzler get no coffee. Just the first half versions of those guys.
Yep.
We go back in time. We look at those guys in that moment, they get no coffee. Second half, Lebby, Shapen, and Hutzler can have all the coffee they want. First half, no.
So they, in the end, they get their espresso.
In the end.
Okay.
But.
So that's
but from
matter.
3 o'clock to like 4:15, 4:20, no.
Yeah, no. So that's all that matters.
All right.
They got in, hit on Sunday morning.
He wakes up
and he can go get his
six shots
of espresso.
Yeah, he can get it.
All this right. is for you. Make it 12.
Ooh, that's a bit much.
He got the win. What the heck?
Be like that.
It's vacation.
It's not though. All right, in the SEC, I'm going a different route because I don't feel like there was a to this point. Now, if Ole Miss were to lose to South Carolina or if Auburn loses to Kentucky, those would be bad losses.
The Auburn game has a smell to it. It has a smell to it. It smells like Joe Moorhead at Lexington.
A faint sous-salt
Poo-poo.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Texas -3.5 and Georgia -7.5 betters. If you had Texas -3.5, you were so happy.
I got up 24, somebody's popping champagne.
Yeah. And then Pavia scores an absolutely meaningless touchdown. To take that away. And then Georgia, I didn't see this. I need to double check it, but apparently Gunnar Stockton could have gone into the end zone to extend Georgia's lead to here, hold on a second. Here, I'm gonna watch the play here. Let me mute Twitter. Oh, it is muted. Good. So let's watch this play here. Stockton in the shotgun, motion, takes the snap, goes around the end. Oh my God, he could have just walked into the end zone and instead he takes a knee at the one.
Oh.
And so instead of covering the -7.5, you don't cover. Those are two. If you had, man, I feel bad if you had a parlay on that. And of course, that was also Michael Borky's lock of the week. I haven't checked the Tennessee Oklahoma score, so my lock might be in danger as well. It's 10-10. I need the Vols to do something there. But as long as they win, I should be okay. It was just three. It was just 3 points.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine them.
They should win by a touchdown.
Yeah, you would think.
But Borky has missed 2 weeks in a row on his executive lock of the week. So what I'm just saying is, you're going to give your business to that guy? Huh? He doesn't know anything. Like a Puerto Rican hua. All right. Last but not least, speaking of that, Miami. No Cuban coffee. For the Miami Hurricanes, they blew it. They lose at SMU. SMU, by the way, 4-1 in the ACC. They could win the ACC and get back in the playoff.
They could easily
and
be right
SMU,
back.
SMU, good week for them. They extend Rhett Lashley. He's going nowhere. Miami, though, they just can't do it. They cannot get over the hump.
No.
And it is what it is, I guess.
And they're spending a boatload of money in NIL.
Wow, they held them to a field goal.
But yeah, it's crazy. What's in a Cuban coffee?
It's just really strong.
Just like is it?
You know what?
Beans?
I don't know. I don't know a lot about Cuban coffee.
I don't know a lot about coffee. That's true.
It's a Cuban espresso.
Okay,
it refers to an espresso shot that is sweetened.
Okay.
Traditionally with natural brown sugar.
I'll have to ask my guy Gabe Blazo about that.
Gabe would know. I wonder. I'm sure Shane Reed would know.
Oh yeah, of course.
Shane El Dandy Reed.
El Dandy.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right. Monday show.
Hey, and also, this should fire up the fan base, you would think, for this week. I mean, don't you think you got to have a good crowd for Georgia? Barstool's coming into town. Brandon Walker's has begged and begged for them not to pull their shtick.
Yeah.
Maybe that won't happen. Maybe for one day they'll lay it off a little bit.
Also,
could be a big weekend.
I think it's G-Fed. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I believe he's coming.
Well, he's coming to the Egg Bowl.
He's going to the Egg Bowl. Okay.
Yeah, he's kind of checking off all these stadiums.
Yeah, he does some cool stuff on YouTube. You want to check that out?
Yeah, so, I mean, State fans have brought it all year. I imagine this will be another good crowd because they're kind of excited coming off a win.
Yeah, should be a good crowd.
It should be a great atmosphere.
11 a.m. And look, this Georgia team, I know they're really good, but they are not unbeatable.
Nobody's unbeatable.
If they can be up 17 on Texas and can be up 10 or whatever they were on Tennessee, they can be up on Georgia and have a chance to win.
Yeah.
So, all right, we'll talk more about that tomorrow. Or, I'm sorry, on Tuesday. Jeff Lebby, whatchamacallit, press conference talk.
Whatchamacallit.
And we didn't have any differences on the play, the pick'em this week.
No, we did not.
So,
we both whiffed on Texas. But
we did.
you know, I still don't think they're very good.
It is what it is. All right, guys, talk to you again tomorrow or Tuesday for Robbie Falk. I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Time to play the game. It's all about the game and how you play it. All about control and if you can take it. All about your debt and if you can pay it. It's all about pain and who's gonna make it.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.